Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. This week we're talking about stopping to hear the music. Now, about, 3 weeks ago or so, I got an email from a friend of mine. It was a foreword, and it contained a pretty poignant and true story that I guess had happened a few years ago, and I hadn't heard about it or seen anything about it, but I'm assuming that many people, even some of you listening, maybe had seen something about this. But it really struck me, and I was taken by the story, and I'll share it, how it came through in the email. So it takes place in Washington, D.C., at a metro station on a cold January morning. A man with a violin played six Bach pieces for about 45 minutes. During that time, approximately 2,000 people went through the station, most of them on their way to work. After 3 minutes, a middle-aged man noticed there was a musician playing. He slowed his pace and stopped for a few seconds and then hurried to meet his schedule. I'm reading this, by the way. I hope you can tell that. 4 minutes later, the violinist received his first dollar. A woman threw the money in the hat and, without stopping, continued to walk. 6 minutes. A young man leaned against the wall to listen, then looked at his watch and started to walk again. 10 minutes. A three-year-old boy stopped, but his mother tugged him along hurriedly. The kid stopped to look at the violinist again, but the mother pushed hard and the child continued to walk, turning his head all the time. The action was repeated by several other children. Every parent, without exception, forced their children to move on quickly. 45 minutes. The musician played continuously. Only six people stopped and listened for a short while. About 20 gave money but continued to walk at their normal pace. The man collected a total of $32. 1 hour. He finished playing and silence took over. No one noticed, no one applauded, nor was there any recognition. No one knew this, but the violinist was Joshua Bell, one of the greatest musicians in the world. He played one of the most intricate pieces ever written, with a violin worth $35 million. Just 2 days before, Joshua Bell sold out a theater in Boston where the seats averaged $100 each. This is a true story. Joshua Bell playing incognito in the metro station was organized by the Washington Post a few years ago as a part of a social experiment about perception, taste, and people's priorities. The questions raised: in a commonplace environment, at an inappropriate time, do we perceive beauty? Do we stop and appreciate it? Do we recognize talent in an unexpected context? If we don't have a moment to stop and listen to one of the best musicians in the world playing some of the finest music ever written with one of the most beautiful instruments ever made, how many other things are we missing? So that's the email and the story that I got, and as I read it, I just thought, wow, what a beautiful, perfect, and I guess in some ways, sad reminder of how much we miss in the course of our busy lives. The question isn't whether the music, and music being a metaphor for anything in life, is beautiful. The question really is, are we paying attention to it? And most importantly, are we appreciating it? So if you think about your life and take a moment right now to just stop, take a breath, and pay attention, there are probably many, many, many examples of beautiful music being played around you. I know there are in my life. But we're often missing them, not paying attention to them, hurrying on our way to work, on our way to the next project, on our way to finish the thing we haven't gotten done that we're behind on and worried about and obsessed about. So the challenge for each and every one of us is to continue to practice consciously, being open to, being aware of, and looking for the beauty, the magic, the wonder, the brilliance, the talent, the joy, the love, the peace, the excitement that exists all around us all the time. It's in every situation, it's in every interaction, regardless of how, quote, good or, quote, bad it looks on the surface. It's a function of our perception. And if we can miss something like those 2,000 people missed that beautiful music being played in the metro station in D.C., we could miss anything. But at the same time, we have the ability to stop and appreciate anything at any time for any reason. So let's take that on as a challenge. What do you say? See if you can practice just today, just this week, just this moment even, focusing on looking for and appreciating the beauty around you. I promise, whenever we take the time to do that, we always find so much. Thanks for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.